Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Help. I need somebody help. I need anybody help.
That's your boy Five. Yeah. Let's have a Donovan Appreciation Day. Not next week, but
Donovan
maybe the following
here.
Week.
At some point this offseason, we need to. I'm all for it.
Yeah, why not? Next couple weeks, there's no sports. Right now, I mean, we just had NFL free agency. Mm-hmm. So we had a ton to talk about this week. So there you go. Yeah, Donovan Appreciation. Let's look on the calendar here, Jack. What do you think? Like,
we're packed.
Mid-April?
Yeah, we're booked up right now.
Yeah, we'll see if we can fit into our schedule.
All right. Well, Jack, you said that there's news that hurts the show. I have no idea what you're talking about. So
yeah, I'm very sad to inform you guys that the XFL has officially been canceled.
Dang.
I'm struggling to even get through saying this right now.
What do you mean it officially was canceled?
Yeah, well,
it wasn't officially canceled before?
No. So it was like just postponed, I guess?
Yeah, that's what everybody had done, yeah.
Right, everyone was postponing. The XFL first one to come out and say,
Yeah, it's a wrap. We're going to start this thing over next year.
I read it. I mean, when the initial stuff came up a couple weeks ago, they had said they were going to pay their players for the rest of the season and then hopefully be back next year. So they actually did right by the players, unlike the AAF, which pretty much was like, we're closed. See ya.
Oh, yeah. They want to get these players back next year. I mean, this thing, I thought, forget about what the numbers were the first week because everybody is just curious about it. But the fact that, just looking at the play on the field, they had something to build off of. They have something to build off of. And by paying these players the rest of the season their salaries, those players are going to be loyal to come back to that league next year.
Yeah, I mean.
They'll come back.
Unless the NFL wants them, no, right? I mean, P.J. Walker.
Okay, well, yeah, he's going to go be a third-string quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but I see that's part of the problem is that, like, you knew when you were watching a game with the Houston Roughnecks, and Jack was a big Houston Roughneck fan, that P.J. Walker, he's a good player, right? So you're going to see some offense. I just worry that some of these other teams that didn't have quarterbacks, those games are tough to watch. So
nah, it's going to get better, man. People wanted to sit back and see what it was going to be like. I wish they had played the full season because then you would have more guys willing to give it a shot and go out there and do it. It's just going to get better each year. Just like the Big Three. The Big Three changed this format and changed some things around after that first year.
And it was much better.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I'm satisfied with the XFL year one.
I mean, you got to have the
4 weeks.
It's the expectations. I don't know what people would expect. It's an escape to watch a little bit of football in the spring.
I'm not expecting the NFL.
I'm not expecting anything else.
Right. They were beating golf. They were beating NCAA basketball. They were outdrawing all the other sports. So as far as I'm concerned, it was a successful year for them.
What's your report card for it?
A B plus.
A B plus.
Yes.
I would.
It was losing like 20% of its viewers a week.
I don't care about other viewers. I'm talking about for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I would give it a B plus too. Yep.
It wasn't
you're
like
an easy grader.
Yeah, psych is an easy grader. It wasn't like I was saying to my family or my wife, like, no, I'm not gonna go here with you because the XFL's on. But if I was home, I knew it was on and I was looking for it. And when I tuned in, there were some games where the offense wasn't great, but there were also games that were very that were good. So it was good enough for me. But see, here's the Jack. Here's the problem. What was your expectation of the league?
Right.
That it was going to be the NFL.
I never thought it was going to be good. I hate every league that tries to compete with the NFL.
Honestly.
This thing is not competing with the NFL.
It's not, right. They're not trying to, because they can't compete with the NFL. Honestly, it was better than I thought it was going to be. It actually exceeded my expectations.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I would agree.
All right.
Let's go to the phones.
Sorry. Let's go to T in Collinsville. T, get rid of that guy. Who do you have?
Get rid of that guy, I'm going to have to say, for his foolishness and playing his part so committedly. Mad Mike, man, 2 days in a row. Come on with the Mad Mike. He's got to go. Get rid of that guy.
Have you won recently, T?
Yeah, don't worry about the win. I just want to get that in.
It's the best one, though. You're so right.
Huh?
You're so right.
It's genuine. I'm telling you. It's genuine. He's playing it. He made that comment when he didn't make that list, and he's like, oh, I got to rent my angry and nastiness up to another level this year. No, like, just stop, dude. Like, you mean well, but you got to stop, Mad Mike.
Uh-oh. Caller on call right, crime T. there, T.
Appreciate it. You're not eligible because you won recently. Yeah, the thing that bothered with Mad Mike is he's one of the truthers that says this whole thing isn't a big deal, the coronavirus. Oh, it's overblown.
Yeah.
It's the flu. I don't even have the energy. I'm so beaten down with because Twitter's
with
not real.
Yes.
So there's so many people on there that aren't real.
Yep.
You can't even get distracted with what people are saying because it's like, all right, you're not real. It doesn't even matter. Mm. Let's go to Ray, Delaware. Ray, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Johnny? What's up, Ike? How you guys doing today?
What's up, Ray?
Yo, now don't jump on me, Ike. But I want to get back to this discussion about this Zach Ertz rumor. Is it possible that we can trade him the trade up to get CeeDee Lamb? I need CeeDee Lamb. I don't want Ruggs. Mm-hmm. I want CeeDee Lamb.
I'm with you.
The most talented receiver in the draft. Now,
I agree.
All this Dalk and Malcolm talk. I mean, I seen Dalk coming out of Clemson, man. You know what I mean? Like, there was no better talent out there than Brian Dalk. So I'm with you there, Ike. But what do you think about this? We can get rid of Ertz, move up to get CeeDee Lamb, man.
I wouldn't do it, Ray. I would rather give up another pick. Hell, I'd give up a future first rounder than giving up Zach Ertz. That's just me. But I love CeeDee Lamb too. I mean, if I had a choice of getting one wide receiver out of this draft, it would be CeeDee Lamb. Love the size, love the love the toughness, the run after the catch. I love it. Love it all. Love it all. But Ray, I wouldn't give up Zach. I would want to add him to Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. Like, so I would be willing to give up the first round pick next year. I'd give up 2021's first round pick to move up in that top 10.
I mean, do you think that's possible though? Is that possible to do that?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't think the Eagles would do it. Sure, it's possible. I just don't think the Eagles would do that.
All right.
I would though, Ray. I'm with you. I would do
it. All right. I got you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Be safe out there, man.
You too, Ray.
I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. There he is, Ray.
Yeah, I would just add CeeDee Lamb to Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert and Deshaun and Greg Ward, whoever it is.
I can't argue with adding more to the offense. I can't argue with that.
How dare you not put J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, okay.
Yeah.
He has to earn his way into the rotation.
He
did have a couple good catches late in the season. I mean, the first catch to start off that Dallas Cowboy game, that was a nice one.
So, Ike, if you're being positive on him, mm-hmm. Jeremiah Trotter, when he was a rookie,
I
mean, they drafted Barry Gardner for a reason. They didn't know if Trotter could play or not.
Yep.
All right, and he came back that next year, and he proved he could play. But like, just as a fan, his rookie year, I didn't know if Jeremiah Trotter could play.
He came back the next year, and I think he had almost 200 tackles.
He was I think he did 198 or 202 or something like that.
Yes.
He was unbelievable. That was so unexpected. So I'm not throwing in the white towel on Arcega-Whiteside yet. But I can say this, that I didn't see anything.
I didn't see it.
And you know what? On Brian Dawkins, not that I'm trying to compare him, but. Just mm-hmm. talking about rookie years.
Sure.
When he was drafted second round and he came out, you saw rookie year, especially by the end of the year, man, this guy was jumping off the page.
Yeah, you saw flashes of it, yeah.
And you, Ray was using him in the slot. Ray was using him as a corner a lot.
He was really a slot corner. That's what he was. Yeah, he weighed 190 pounds.
And, man, did he flash. You noticed him late in the year, like, wow, this kid can play. And he ended up turning into a Hall of Famer. And, mm-hmm. you know, I look for something that told me that Ortega Whiteside could play last year. I didn't see much. But we'll see.
No, he had a couple catches in that little month stretch. Nothing special. But I remember the big catch on Monday night against the Giants. Didn't he pick up a key third down conversion, like over his shoulder near the sideline? I just remember in that.
He wasn't a total zero.
Yeah, just in that last month, he made a couple catches. But again, not enough for me to say he's my starting wide receiver in 2020.
No, you know what? If he earns it and he ends up outplaying people and he gets more time, that's great.
Yeah, that's
exactly
great.
What you want. Yeah. But you can't count on him on this team to be that guy.
No.
You cannot.
No.
All right, Chickies and Pete's wants everyone to stay safe and healthy, and they remind you that all of your Chickies and Pete's favorites are available for curbside pickup or for home delivery from Uber Eats and DoorDash. So I'm actually going to get on DoorDash right now and get some crab fries and pizza. There, Ike. Coming up, you know what? This is going to be the best last segment of the week in a long time, Ike, because we don't have XFL picks to give. But we have a loaded Marks and Reese text line. We give our winner for get rid of that guy. Glenn and Ray are setting a template for the future of Marks and Reese this weekend. And Wade from Chester is ready to face off against you.
Me?
You.
For what?
Well, I mean, well, he says that where's the Foles Appreciation Day?
Oh.
What do you mean, Donovan McNabb Appreciation Day?
Well, I mean, McNabb deserves one before Foles.
Donovan
Wade
here.
And Chester.
Can you not take our topics from next week or what?
Whoa. That's a great question. That's all coming up next. We'll get everybody on the phone lines as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, let's talk about getting a car for a second. That's right. Get a car. You're getting that tax refund. That it's time for a new car from Get a Car. You can get a new car without ever stepping foot in a dealership. And right now you really can't. But so here's what happens. You go to the website getacar.com. That's get it with two T's, GETTACAR.com, and you're shopping the best selection at the lowest price. It's not that, you know, well, we'll tell you what the price is when you email us or whatever. The lowest price is on the website, so they're giving you the lowest price, so there's no haggling. There's no worry about getting ripped off like if you go to a dealership. So you see the best selection at the lowest price, and here's really what sets them apart. They bring the car to you. Right, Get a Car will bring the car to you to test drive in your neighborhood. If you like it, great, keep it. If you don't, say bye-bye, Get a Car. And here's the best part. You can drive it for a full 7 days. If you don't like it, return it for a full refund. It's a great way, the best way to buy a car in 2020. It's getacar.com. That's GETTCAR.com. Get a Car from Get a Car. All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. Let's James in Willingboro wanted to give Howie a grade. James, go ahead. Thanks for holding. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
Doing
all right,
James.
Man.
What is up?
All right, so I got to say he's probably around either a C-plus, B-minus range. I'm kind of in between. I mean, I think letting Malcolm go was the right time. I think it was just time he had to go. There was nothing you could do about it. He forced the hand. You guys all hit the point on it. Do I like Jalen Mills moving to safety? It has yet to say because, I mean, yeah, he did it in college, but can he still do it? I mean, he's 3 years removed from that now. I definitely like the Darius Slay move. That's incredible. It's going to immediately boost our offense and the Javon Hargrave. I think our defense is looking like it could be significantly better, given that we still make a couple moves, get some linebackers in there, maybe bring back Bradham if nobody takes him in the free agency. That's a possibility. But I'm still looking to see what he does offensively because, like you guys are saying, I'm not seeing anything. I want to see him go after a receiver. And do I think that we can make that trade up for drafting CeeDee Lamb, maybe Henry Ruggs? Would I prefer Lamb? Yes, but it's a bit of a stretch. I mean, hell, giving up 3 picks for him, I'd do it. I don't know about throwing Zach Ertz in there, like Ray was saying. I did hear a rumor that there was a potential for trading Zach Ertz and potentially getting Julio Jones.
Yeah, that was it. And James, thank you.
I don't think anybody would blink at that.
Yeah, there's financial reasons why Atlanta
can't work. Yeah,
right. They're not. I mean, they added Todd Gurley today, so they had. I mean, they're trying to win. I don't think they're going to, but they're
trying to compete with Tampa and New Orleans.
Yes, they are. They're not rebuilding anytime soon. Jack, what is going on with Glenn and Ray that relates to us? I don't understand.
Well, it could be the future of the show. You know, me back here, you guys at either Iker or Mark's house.
Oh, you're talking about
So tomorrow,
well, you will not see that.
Why
Ike
not?
Ike is not commuting to Collegeville, and I'm not commuting
right.
To
he's not going
South
to Jersey.
Jersey.
Yes.
Hell no.
But regardless, tomorrow Glenn and Ray are broadcasting from Glenn's house, and I guess Glenn is going to be up in his home office. Meanwhile, Ray is going to be in the dining room.
He's going to be in the dining room because they have to practice social distancing.
Yeah.
What?
Radio history.
I did see on Glenn's Instagram page today that he's going to be in his office and Ray's going to be sitting at the dining room table. Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing.
No, but see, here's the question. Mm-hmm. Then how come if I come back in the studio, Ike and I are allowed in the same studio? Right? Like, what the hell's the difference?
Like, you could be in the update booth.
I would do that. I just didn't know if that was – is John Ritchie and DeCamera, are they in the same studio?
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, they should separate them.
Yeah, they're going to get it whenever, regardless. It don't matter. Joe DeCamera's destined to get it.
He is.
It's a lot.
Yeah, he is. I think he's going to get the play again in it. No, I mean, as far as I know, no one's tested positive for it yet, right? I thought I was going to be the first one. Thought I was going to be the famous one. But I seem to be out of the woods. I'm feeling better. My wife's
in high
sick.
School, I had scarlet fever.
Seriously, my wife's sick. You know what I did last night? Wade from Chester's going to end the show, and then we have the Mark Series text line. Last night, so my wife's not feeling well. She started, like, wigging out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We washed every piece of toys in the entire house, and we have a lot of toys. Every Lego, anything that you could wash with wipes or Clorox and water, mm-hmm, was clean last night.
Got to do it. Got to do it. And you got little ones, so, you know.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
They're not babies. They don't put the toys in their mouth, but still.
Mm-hmm,
the little ones
still will. The little ones still, sure. Absolutely, the little ones still
okay.
will. Yeah. No, so this morning I was drying them all off because we spent all night doing it last night, washing them, and then all this morning I got rags and I'm drying the Lego pieces off.
There you go.
Yeah, oh, it was a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun.
Way to be a team player.
All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line. Hit it, Jack.
Text line.
Why is Mark so angry from inside the closet? Is it reminding him too much of high school when he was stuffed in lockers? Kyle and Wayne.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that's not right.
Weren't very big at Upper Moreland High School, so I couldn't have fit. I mean, someone's got to be objective in this city. Not everybody's drinking the green Kool-Aid. I can't give Howie an A just because he went out and he wrote the biggest check, because that's all he's doing. He has to write the biggest check to make up for the mistakes that he's making in previous years and in drafts. And that's what he's done this offseason. So you want me to kiss his ass and give an A grade because of it? Sorry, I'm not doing that.
Come on, guys. We're in a jam with no sports, and you're feeding us the Slay interview? I'd rather listen to Fritz blather on about his Bloomsburg baseball career or Johnny Marks talking about Dr. Glatt. Mike and Delco.
Well, we could arrange that if you want, Mike.
Hey, Mike, I thought you wanted to hear Big Play Slay again, man.
So, we had him on later on in the show yesterday. And
we'll
different
have it Monday.
Different
exactly.
audience. Yeah, you never know. Different audience. We didn't get a chance to promote because he pretty much texted Jack back or called Jack back and said, yeah, I can do it next.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured that we would give people the chance to hear it that didn't hear it before. So,
yeah.
I mean, would I like to hear Jack talk about his Bloomberg baseball stuff? No, I wouldn't.
No.
I'd rather hear Darius Slay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The biggest thing we forgot about letting Doc go is, quote, replacing him with Nate Allen, Jaquan Jarrett, Kurt Coleman, and Earl Wolfe. Mills will be way better. Nick in South Philly.
Yeah, that is part of it. That's part of it. The biggest issue with letting Doc walk was the replacement. That was the biggest issue.
If they would have found a replacement, it wouldn't have been.
Right. People. I mean, again, the way they handled it, I think they eventually were forgiven for it, but that was the huge mistake. But then you compounded it by not having an adequate replacement there. You drafted Nate Allen. And
you drafted Jaquan Jarrett way too early.
Yeah, Jaquan Jarrett and somebody else. Although Quentin Michael filled
good.
In his role very nicely.
He was good. What do we got, Jack?
OJ should be fine without golf for a while. I mean, he spent years in jail. What a dumbass comment from a real dumbass. Don in Kirkwood.
Loves golf, Don. Oh,
that's the juice.
Yeah, he loves golf. Go, Jack.
Thanks for getting Slay on the air. Great job. It took our minds off the serious stuff for a bit. On the other hand, I believe rodents have moved into Marx's closet. Pizza boxes, cheesesteak wrappers, and trash are piling up. Kirk from Roslyn.
Wow, Kirky.
So Kirky. What's up?
No, there was actually the only thing that's in the closet right now, because my wife was in here before the show hanging clothes up and stuff. So the only thing that's in here right now is an empty coffee cup and like a Turkey Hill diet iced tea jug that's like 7/8 completed. So I have a little, like a couple dribbles left of the iced tea. But no pizza boxes or anything. What you got?
I wish there was a live cam on Mark's in his closet. I feel like he'd look like an insane person just yelling at his wife's dresses and his shirts. Greg in Bristol.
I went live on Twitter and Instagram a couple times there, Ike.
Oh, awesome. I didn't catch it.
Yeah. So you can see me. Yeah, I believe if you saw my beard, too, you would definitely think that I'm crazy. And coming up next is Joe Giglio, and he shaved his head. He looks like Joker from Full Metal Jacket I saw online.
He does.
But we're going to end the week with Wade in Chester, Pennsylvania, one of my favorite callers. Wade, what's up, brother?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing?
What's up, Wade?
Number one, I got to give Johnny Marks to get rid of that guy because he dry snitched on his family member who was receiving stolen property in the damn parking lot of the damn drugstore.
Get rid of that guy.
But I didn't say the drugstore chain, and I didn't say the family member that did it.
You still dry snitched, and then you made yourself a part of it because you know about it.
I do know about it.
Anyway, moving right along.
To more important things.
Yeah, bro.
Yo.
I love Donovan, but we ain't doing a damn Appreciation Day until we do Nick Foles Appreciation, a first annual Appreciation Day, because I want it every year until the Mule wins the Super Bowl.
The Mule.
How's everyone doing?
Let me tell you, not until Nick Foles retires and he's done with football, will Nick Foles have an appreciation day at WIP?
Well, that might be next year as far as the retirement.
Could be
football,
sooner than you think. And
I
here's,
don't know, man. I kind of like Nicky Ball with the Bears, man.
I do, too.
What he got around him.
Yeah.
I think he can do well.
Yeah. He ain't getting no appreciation day, though, Wade. Not until McNabb has his first.
Oh, no. Like, we got to rumble on that now. Because, listen, man. He bought the biggest thing here. You know?
Yeah, he's Jeff Hostetler. He's not LT.
No.
He's Jeff Hostetler. He's not LT.
How's everyone doing?
Jeff Hostetler didn't win the MVP.
He didn't?
Super Bowl. No, he didn't.
Oh.
He was game manager. Nick Foles played his ass off in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but he took over for Carson Wentz.
And then that other fool that called up here, talking about Brian Dawkins was the best in that draft. Ray Lewis was the best in that draft.
Were they in the same draft?
Yes.
I didn't even realize that.
95, right, Wade?
No, he's right. It was a 96 draft. Wait,
96.
Yeah, so, of course Ray Lewis was the best in that draft. I mean, but it's not that far off, though. Hold on, though, Wade. It ain't that far off, though. No, let's not go like that.
Both Hall of Famers, Wade, we got to go because we're late.
One guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer, the other guy's second ballot Hall of Famer.
Got to tell you, 95, the Eagles drafted Bobby Taylor in the second round. 96, they drafted Brian Dawkins.
Mm-hmm. And Brian Dawkins didn't take deer antler spray, or he wasn't in Atlanta during the Super Bowl. I mean?
Definitely wasn't.
I'll just leave it at that.
Ray's Hall of Fame speech was much more entertaining for the wrong
reason.
Oh, my God,
that's right. I forgot. That happened on the same day I was there. Oh, my goodness. That dude needed a tank top by the time he was done, man.
What the hell was that?
Oh, my God.
It was incredible. All right. Coming up next, Bill and Pittman is our winner for get rid of that guy. He wins an MLB Network prize pack, which is going to give you a bunch of good stuff in there. And you stay up to date with all the latest baseball news with MLB Network and MLB.com. And so congratulations on that. And again, with Chickies and Pete's, just if we know people are out of their routines with everything else, but you can still get great Chickies and Pete's food with curbside pickup or delivery through DoorDash and Uber Eats. So check out Chickies and Pete's. Ike, stay sane this weekend, I guess is what I can say to everybody out there and you.
Oh, man, I'm back to the house and inside for the next, what, 48, 50-something hours till Monday morning. I'm in the house.
I've been drinking that Ike juice. Yes.
Get that Ike juice.
What am I watching this weekend? I have no idea. All right, brother. Be safe. Sex in the City. I did.
Coming up next is Joe Giglio. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. See you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.